Bobby Bones post-show pre-show.
Here's my juvenile headline of the day. An Ohio gas station drops gas prices to 69 cents per gallon. Nice. Thank you. Cruise bookings are on the rise despite coronavirus. 2021 cruise bookings are looking up. Let me look, because Raymundo told me to buy this stock, and I bought 3 shares of it. Okay, that's what I bought at. Let me find how much. Raymundo, do you remember how much it was?
I believe it was around $22. It could have been $25 by the time you purchased it, but it was when I recommended in that range, the $22.
Because I bought Royal Caribbean just as a bit. I bought 3 shares of Royal Caribbean. I'm not leaving until I find it. At $23. I think, and 19 cents.
Yeah!
Hold on.
Wait, that's what he bought it at,
Hold
Ray.
Hold on, Ray.
What does that have to do with anything?
Well, now I'm going to see what it is now. Maybe it's $24. I can't find it. I wonder if I saved it. Amy, do you save things to your favorites just so you can go back and find them?
Yeah, on Instagram.
In your pictures? No, in your pictures. Like your, like what album it's in.
Oh, no. I guess I should do that, huh?
You don't do that?
No, I just flag stuff, I guess, on Instagram. Or I take a screenshot and then I hope I remember.
Yeah, I never remember.
I think that's what Bobby's doing right now, right?
Yeah, that's all I did. Take a screenshot and I can't freaking find it.
You can just look at screenshots.
Would you go to screenshots?
Oh, that's another folder.
Ah,
thank you.
Good stuff.
Mm-hmm. See, we're learning together. Dang, I screenshot a lot of crap. For those that have never heard the podcast before, this is as good as it gets. Okay, found it. I bought Royal Caribbean 3 shares at $24.25. Now, right now, Royal Caribbean is at $25.15. So,
yeah!
No, I made like $3 so far.
That's pretty good.
We just waited like 3 minutes to find out I've made $3. but anyway, cruise bookings are up. Raymundo, did you say you bought any of that or no?
Yeah, I was in a G Deep.
Are you sure?
Yes. So, yeah, I believe I've easily made about $60 to $100. It dropped. It was up in the 35 range.
And so you're not going to sell that?
Oh, no, I'm holding on to it for years. When I do stock, it's not day trading because you pay these capital gains and you got to wait for a year. That's how the government doesn't hit you with the capital gains.
Do you even know what that means, Ray? Honestly.
Yeah, my buddy taught me. He said if you do the same day trading, you have to pay these. They end up being kind of outrageous fees. You'll pay $6, $7 if you're doing that. Sure, that's how the day traders make money. They hope to make way more than $6. But if you're losing, then you're getting capital gains. I mean, that's how you lose your butt and you go bankrupt.
I don't know any of what Ray's talking about, I'll be honest with you. But I don't think he does either. My Idaho chiropractor was running ads on Facebook claiming that silver prevents the coronavirus. But by the way, this same chiropractor who was posting videos advocating against vaccinations has now been running Facebook ads going, hey, yeah, I got some silver for you, and it'll help with that coronavirus. Listen, if somebody knew what fixed the coronavirus, we would have it, right? Rick and Morty's returning to Adult Swim May 3rd. I pretty much went through my whole packet of stuff here. Anything you want to say, Amy?
Let me think. Not really.
Does your podcast go up Saturday, the first one?
Oh, yeah. I guess I could say that. Yes, the trailer went up last Saturday. So this Saturday, April 4th, is the very first episode. So that's kind of exciting. So if you or anybody that you know has ever struggled with any kind of disordered eating or you just got some extra time on your hands, then it could be worth listening because you may not even know that you're not healthy for you, and this could help you.
Did you guys hear Amy chop out there or no?
Yeah, we heard that.
All right, well, that's our cue to wrap it up, folks.
Oh, people are still confused though where they can find it because I get messages. It's called Outweigh, but it's a special series inside Four Things. So Four Things with Amy Brown is where you find it.
Yeah, same as your other podcast. It's just a sub inside of it.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. Well, I want to go. I'm tired. A long Safe. Week.
You gonna be wearing that Fauci shirt for like the next 3 days or what?
Fauci fan. He's got death threats against him now. Had to get security.
Yeah, I saw that.
They had to deputize some security
folks. He does? Mm-hmm.
Because people think he's political. He says nothing. He's not political in any way whatsoever. All right.
Yeah, he's not.
Here's Friday's show. Hope you enjoy it. Thank you for all the nice birthday messages. And here is today's show. Goodbye.
Fight. Congrats, Bobby Bones, on your ACM win.
Grind.
ACM.
Congrats, Bobby Bones.
Repeat.
National Air Personality
of the Year, baby.
Come on.
Win.
Love you.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Yeah, I like it.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Bobby Bones.
Transmitting across America.
Now turn it up.
Let's go!
Hey, what's happening? Welcome to Friday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Morning.
Well, well. Amy's
dang it.
Chasing us in. You forgot, huh? Amy's...
I just went with the flow.
From her house, so she's like a quarter of a second delayed, in case you're wondering why she comes in a little late on that. Glad everybody's here. You know, it's yesterday, it's my birthday, and it's a weird feeling because you go from nobody caring that much to everybody caring 1,000%, and then again the next day, nobody cares again. It's kind of a shock. you just have to be walked up to it slowly, then slowly be walked down from it instead of like tossed up on top of the hill and then knocked off of it real quick. Can you just feel lonely again the next day? And you wouldn't if everybody hadn't shown you so much love the day before. You know? It should be
true.
Like
okay.
A birthday week where it peaks around Wednesday. Like, you don't get that much love on Monday, and you get a little more on Tuesday, Wednesday, you're feeling it pretty good. Thursday goes down a little. It's like when coronavirus finally ends. They're not just going to go, you know what? You're free to run wild, kids. It's going to be a slow integration back in. Because I woke up today, and I had one text. Yeah. Yesterday when I woke up, I had like 71 texts. And then I'm like,
happens every year.
Like, did I lose 70 friends? Well, glad you're here. Let's see. Why don't we do what's the haps? I got a bunch of stuff to talk about today. Let's do what's the haps, checking in with our lives here. Let's go. Hey!
Hey! What's the haps?
I'll start first. My birthday dinner last night did not go quite as planned. My girlfriend was going to make me a chicken fried steak, mashed potatoes, fried okra, corn, cheesecake, like my favorite dinner. But what happened was she couldn't find the steak, and then she couldn't find flour, and then the potatoes, the kind that she found, were box potatoes that were, the potatoes have gluten in them?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. The box might, but like normal, a potato does not.
Like
no.
Gluten-free potato. Whatever it was, it did not go like she had hoped. So we just ended up ordering from Cracker Barrel. And it was fine. It was good.
Oh.
It was good.
Okay.
I think she was a little disappointed because she wanted to prepare it as part of a birthday present. But that ended
sure.
up being what dinner was last night. So it went fine. It went well. But I think she was a little disappointed by it because she couldn't cook. But it was a good birthday all in all, considering we're all quarantined in our houses. But I told her, I was like, everybody's suffering a little bit. And I'm not a big birthday guy anyway. But that's how it went. So that's me. Hey.
Hey, what's the haps?
Okay, so Bobby, you wanted me to ask the kids what language they dream in and report back to you.
Yeah.
So I asked Stevenson, and he says English, but I don't really know that he knows. He was a little hesitant with his answer because then he couldn't tell me if he even recalled ever dreaming at all. And Stashira, she has dreams all the time because she tells me about them. But when I asked her what language they're happening in, she just looked at me and said, "How in the world am I supposed to know?" So she doesn't know how she's receiving, but she knows she'll wake up and remember dreams vividly.
I think now, though, they may pay attention to it.
Yeah.
So that'll
hopefully.
Be interesting. Amy's kids, by the way, are from Haiti, if you're new to the show, and they spoke Creole until they came to the States. And so now they've learned English okay to pretty good at this point.
Right.
Yeah.
Hey, what's the hacks?
Lunchbox.
My wife has gone off the deep end. She's watching all this corona coverage, and now she thinks, oh my goodness, I'm going to get corona. So she is taking her temperature 5 times a day. She has a thermometer. It goes in your ear. You stick it in there. Boop. And it gives you the temperature. And so far, so good. But 5 times a day, she's taking her temperature.
Did you say in her ear?
Yeah. You can do one on the forehead, or you take off the cover and you stick it in your ear and you zap it.
That's like
I never heard about the ear.
We got it because it's easier to do with the kids. Like kids, you can't stick something under their tongue. It's never going to work. So it takes literally half a second to stick it in their ear, and boom, it's real easy.
Well, you know, I get my temperature rectally every day. But I've been doing that for like the last year. It has nothing to do with Corona. Just a little treat for me in the morning. You know what I mean?
Oh boy.
All right. I'm surprised to hear that she's really worried about it that much. I understand worrying about it, but checking your temperature that often, that's almost in my level of being weird about this kind of stuff with germs. Yeah. All right. Hey,
what's the hat?
Eddie.
Guys, I'm really excited because gambling is kind of back tonight. On ESPN, a real basketball player is going to be playing video games, which is me and Bobby's favorite game right now, NBA 2K20. So they're playing it, and ESPN's going to broadcast it live, and you can bet on every game tonight. I'm so excited.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Amy, what?
No, I love that ESPN is thinking outside the box and creating content for sports fans to watch, but then to have people bet when, like, money is such a thing right now for people.
Oh.
It just seems low.
Well, yeah, I think
good point.
Money's a thing for people a lot of times, and you shouldn't bet it if you don't have it anyway. And these betting sites are the ones doing it, Amy. It's not like you watch ESPN and just log on.
Oh, well, yeah. No, shout out to ESPN, whoever's doing the betting. I mean, I guess, yeah, people are going to gamble if they want to gamble.
Raymundo, are you watching this to gamble?
No, probably not. I'm not into watching other people play the game. I'll watch a sim, but you don't know how good these players are. You're basing it off of nothing.
That's
so,
true,
no,
too.
I'm out.
I was watching the Esports Arkansas Championship in that Rocket Ball game I play. That's a esports game. And in Arkansas, mm-hmm. I watch Van Buren High take on Rogers High in soccer cars. And you know what it's called? Rocket League. And Caitlin and I watched it on YouTube, the state championship last night.
I love that, dude. That's great.
Oh, boy.
Like, that's how much we're just begging for sports to be on.
You know what else I watched the night? It's called the Super Bowl, and it's cornhole. It was the Super Bowl of cornhole.
Oh.
And you won't watch the challenge, people? That's better than any of this.
The Super Hole, huh?
That's what they called it.
Hey, my cousin was called that for a couple years.
Okay.
What?
Here's the Bobby Bones Show podcast highlight segment of the day.
Hey, I want to acknowledge Raymundo's mom for a second. Raymundo is our audio guy. He sits in the glass room. Can we put him on camera there, Eddie, for a second? And so he's behind a wall, but there's glass. It's how we see each other. But Raymundo, your mom's been sewing masks for the medical professionals?
Yeah, she figured out how to do it. She's got the sewing machine already and all the fabric and ties that she really needed for them. And then she talked with the CDC, and she actually made them pretty much legal so that you can use them in hospitals and wherever you want. So she's been sending them to hospitals in Michigan, Texas, and I believe now Wisconsin as well.
How about that?
I know.
That's
awesome.
I
told her, I was like, Mom, this is a proud son moment. You are saving America. Yeah.
Yeah, tell her we said thanks too, Ray.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
That's real. All jokes aside, that's really great. You know, there was another clip here about Bill Gates and if he predicted the coronavirus epidemic in a TED Talk from, I believe it was 2015. And so you have these clips ready, Raymundo?
Yep.
So I saw the clip. It's about 5 years ago. He said, hey, the U.S. is not prepared for a pandemic. And so here's part of a speech.
If anything kills over 10 million people in the next few decades, it's most likely to be a highly infectious virus rather than a war. We have invested a huge amount in nuclear deterrence. But we've actually invested very little in a system to stop an epidemic. We're not ready for the next epidemic. If we start now, we can be ready for the next epidemic.
I mean, he was kind of calling it. I watch him talk a lot about this now, too. He's someone they put on the news a lot going, hey, not because of he knows the science of the coronavirus, but because he's like, here's how we're going to help. Here's what we need to do based on data to make sure we get through this faster so we can get to work faster. He's not one of these people going, we need to get back to work. He's going, if we want to get back to work and keeping the economy back up, it's going to hurt for a minute. But we'd rather it hurt a lot quicker so we can get it all wiped out and then come back and not have to jump back. Take a couple steps back. Go forward. Take a couple steps back. Because that's what's going to happen if they send people to work right now. But he's been a pretty good guy to listen to talk on TV. I like Fauci, who's A-plus number one. Bill Gates doesn't talk about the science of it, but he's pretty interesting. And then I like old Sanjay Gupta is pretty solid. And he's on every segment. CNN's like, well, let's go to a panel here. We got Sanjay Gupta. Next, after the break, we'll talk to Sanjay Gupta. And then in two segments, we'll have Sanjay Gupta on. And I'm like, all right, I'm here for this. But, you know, like I've said, and we'll say every show, hopefully, we're going to get through this. There are going to be some times that are uncomfortable, even painful at times. But as long as you keep your head on a swivel for people around you and they keep theirs on a swivel for you, we're going to get through it. Weaker people have been through tougher things and come out just fine. And we are going to do the same thing. That's all for now.
Bobby Bones Show.
Big Three Stories.
All right, it's Friday and Raymundo's got the news. Raymundo, what you got over there?
Officials are saying the peak of the coronavirus outbreak is still a couple weeks away. In more news, Dr. Fauci says the entire U.S. should be under stay-at-home orders. There's still a handful of states that aren't. He also says the CDC is soon going to advise all people to wear masks when you're outdoors. And finally, HBO is releasing over 500 hours of TV shows and movies for free. Starting today, sign up for free, hbogo.com or hbonow.com.
All right, here's a call we got from Karen in Ohio.
Hey, my name is Karen. I'm from Sullivan, Ohio. Surrounded by some beautifulness, but she's just scared. Thank you so much for reminding me that there's always hope. Love your show. Have a great day.
I appreciate that call. Try not to be scared, because we're going to get through this. Like, we have been through tougher things, and we have gotten through them. Weaker people have gone through tougher situations than this, and they have gotten through them. And if you can be the helper, be the helper. I always say, keep your head on a swivel. And for me, what helps me whenever I get scared is going, hey, why am I worried about so much about myself? I should help worry about others. Because then you start to realize there are people in worse spots than you are. And I'm not just talking to you, Karen. I'm talking to a lot of our listeners that are going through this. And even me and you, Amy, we're going through crap, anxiety, yeah, wondering about the world. But as soon as you make it less about you and the people that have it a little worse than you, you start to go, oh man, I don't have any room to be scared. I need to help out. So like I now say, for a whole different reason than my head football coach used to say, but just keep your head on a swivel. Look side to side. Look around. I mean that even metaphorically. See who needs help and help them out. It'll make you feel better to make somebody else feel better. So I hate that you're scared, but Karen, we're going to get through this. We, as in this room, as in the people listening, as in the freaking U.S. of A. Freedom, baby. That has nothing to do with that. I just like saying freedom, baby. Yeah. Here is Lee in Lakeland, Florida. Go ahead.
Hey, Bobby Bones. I just became a recent listener, and I saw you on American Idol. I got a question here. I'm a stepfather, and my girlfriend's kids are, you know, 19, 16, 18. One of them's heavily in drugs. The other one knows everything. But the one kid thinks he's a prima donna. Plus, he's making killer money, but he's always broke borrow money. I need advice. And I see how you treat people on American Idol, so you give them advice and everything, and I'd like to have some advice. Thank you.
All right. Well, America's Mentor is getting called in right now.
It's
wild, because you're talking about kids that are adults, basically, right? They may not be adults in every way of their thinking, because they're 17, 18, 19 years old, but we in America say they're adults. I had a stepdad for 6-7 years. He was great. I had him when I was 13, so I wasn't fully adult, but I was already kind of knowing who I was at that point. As a stepdad, this is what I'm going to say. All you can do is let them know that you, one, love their mom and will be there for her, and that, two, because you love their mom, you're there for them too. And you can prove that through time, but there's nothing you're going to say or do in one instant that's going to change their minds. They probably are, I don't know the relationship with their real dad. They may be a little bitter at that. I'm not sure. Could be. Some people don't like new parents coming into the mix. Or it takes a while. Not sure how long you've been married. There are a lot of factors in this. But I'm going to say, being a stepdad, you need to prove to them, first and foremost, that you love their mom and you have their mom's back regardless all the time. Then secondly, it's, hey, if you need me, I'm here too. And then over time, just prove you're not lying. And that will build that relationship. It's definitely not going to be a fast build. You're not going to throw up a Fortnite bridge and go and make it happen. For all my gamer nerds, got the video game minute coming up later on. That's a gamer thing. That would be my advice there. Amy, you had a stepmom-ish kind of thing for a bit, huh?
Yes, she was in my life for 20 years.
Yeah.
And I don't think her goal was to have a relationship with us, so yeah.
And
I would tell my
it.
Dad that. No, I would say, Dad, I just don't think she likes us. He's like, of course she does. She loves you. And I mean, again, she was in my life from 9 years old to 30 years old. And the day they got divorced, I haven't heard from her since. So, I mean, pretty sure she didn't love us.
Hey, forget everything Amy said, right? That's nothing to do with this guy. Listen
no,
to what
no,
I
know.
I'm just kidding.
No. I'm saying he could yes. do, if it's important to him, he will do the right thing. She did not. Like, I didn't feel connected to her because she wasn't consistent in that way. He's actually wanting to do that. So I think that that's amazing.
Nice.
And he'll be good at it.
Freedom rules.
Yeah. You asked for my example, and yeah. I was going to say, well, you just do the opposite of whatever. She did. I didn't even feel comfortable calling her my stepmom. I think I called her my dad's wife.
No.
Ouch.
Maybe that's why she didn't like you. Ooh.
No, not to her face.
Oh. Ooh.
You know?
All right. Anyway, freedom rules, right? Everybody down with that? Freedom rules?
Yeah.
Fun
Fact Friday.
Yay! About to give you 5 fun facts. Now, what's the most fun to me is I don't know these facts. Which is the opposite of pretty much how the whole show runs, because Amy doesn't know what's going to happen through the whole show, do you?
Pretty much. I just go with the flow.
Well, I plan the show. Mike D and I kind of roll through it, and we have our sheet of things that I'm going to talk about throughout the day, and Amy doesn't know. And that's pretty fun for you. And this is finally something fun for me. All right, here we go. Number 5.
Number 5.
So in the early 1900s, before alarm clocks were popular, people in England would hire people to knock on their windows with a pole to wake them up. They had a name. They were the knocker-ups. And their job was to, be people's alarm clock.
Yeah, I had a guy in high school I knew that was a knocker-up. Not for the same reason. He just got like 3 girls pregnant and like between 11th and 12th grade. But also, I've seen pictures of these guys that are the knocker-ups. And they stress me out because what if they overslept? Then you're...
I know. How did they wake up?
Yeah, that's my point. Who knows? That's a fun fact, though. Number 4.
Number 4.
When lions are mating, they, get it on between 20 to 40 times a day.
Wow. Wow. I didn't even say that fully. If it sounded like my volume was low, no. I just was like, wow. I stumbled over my bottom lip.
Apparently, they don't even take time to eat because there's no time for it.
It must be a business transaction then, huh? I wonder if a lion sees another lion and goes, she's hot, like to his buddy. Or if it's just like, I need to have a baby and procreate, so let's just go to work.
I don't know. I don't know that if it's with the same person or different people. Not sure. Lions.
Well, probably different. I mean, I think we're the only ones that just stick with the same ones, like forever, ever, right? I guess there are a couple... Like a penguin, maybe.
I was going to say penguins, right?
But I don't think lobsters do that. I think that was on Friends, but I think they proved that wasn't accurate. But okay. Well, hey, listen. Lions, all of you out there listening.
Tiger King.
Have your orange juice and have a couple days of just you. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
All right, what else?
Number 3.
There were Chryslers with built-in record players from 1956 to 1958. Vinyl, and they malfunctioned so often that Chrysler dropped them after a couple of years.
I had a CD player that was like a record player, and you took it and you plugged the tape into the tape player and had a cord, and it plugged onto the CD player. Then you put the CD player onto the dash with some adhesive, and it would bounce. The CD would skip the whole time. So I would imagine the record player was even worse than that, right?
Yeah,
it's not like
probably.
They had great shocks back in the day. All right, what else you got? Number 2.
Wendy's has a reason for keeping their burgers square, so they serve them that way as a symbol that the company doesn't cut corners.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's the reason why Wendy's founder Dave Thomas wanted to make sure that the patty sticks out of the bun so that everyone can see it and see the juiciness.
I can't believe lions mate that much.
Back to that one.
Well, I can't stop thinking about it. I know we've done a couple other ones since, but that's a lot of orange juice. Do you understand the orange juice thing?
You made that reference a second ago, and I just let it go. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, they say if guys want to mate again, we'll say that, you drink a bunch of orange juice.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It helps that. Okay.
I think so. It. I mean, that's urban. Mike, did you know that?
I didn't know that.
Urban legend. All right. What else? Number one. Here we go.
Number one.
Astronauts can vote from space, and not by absentee ballot. They vote on a computer that sends an encrypted message to the county clerk where they live.
Huh. How often does that have to happen, though? Like, everything has to be just right for that to happen.
I don't know. Is anybody in space right now? Because, you know, there's people in submarines or out on ships, and they may not know what's happening, or we've discussed that. But what about space? Is anybody in space right now?
You know, let me look up, Scott. Let me look up real quick. Hold on. TBD, can't tell. All right, there you go.
All right, I'm Amy. Those are my fun facts.
Fun Fact Friday.
Yay! The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number two's 30 Second Skinny.
Sam Hunt dropped a new album called Southside. Here's a single from it called Kinfolks.
I want to introduce you to my kinfolks, to my old friends, to the house in the pines where the road ends. They get to my hometown.
CMT announced a show next Wednesday, April 8th, called Kenny Rogers, A Benefit for Music Cares, to honor the late Kenny Rogers. Dolly Parton, Lionel Richie, Rascal Flatts, Vince Gill, and many others are among the performers. Old Dominion has been sharing some of their unreleased songs. They just shared the song I'm On It that was originally meant to be on their album Meat and Candy. Here it is.
Baby, I'm on it. Girl, you thought I was gone when you left me, but it's gonna be hard to forget me.
I'm Morgan number two. That's your skinny.
It's time for the good news
with Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
There's a 13-year-old boy in Virginia named Charles Randolph. He wanted to do something to give back. Coronavirus. He's like, what can I do? I got a 3D printer. 13 years old. He started making masks out of his 3D printer. Wow. Printing them off so people can be protected from the coronavirus. Woo!
Yeah, those 3D printers, I don't even understand. How does a kid get one? And
I don't know.
Has anyone ever seen a 3D printer?
No.
No.
Yeah, me either. Lunchbox, Google how much a 3D printer is, because I got a lot of time on my hands, and there are a lot of things I like to print right now.
Okay, and it takes him about 90 minutes per mask and a dollar to make. So he's doing it with his own money.
Wow. Okay, so how much does a 3D printer cost? And can I get one from, like, Kinko's? Or, like, where do you even get a 3D... And does Kinko's even exist anymore? It's another question I'd like to ask.
The average consumer 3D printer costs around $700. The cheapest started around $200. So why aren't we all having these?
Yeah, I don't know what I would print, though. And then where do you get one?
You can get the most expensive are several thousand dollars.
Yeah.
I don't know where you get them. I just Googled how much they are. Where do
Mike,
I buy
Mike, do you see
one?
Where we can buy a 3D printer? I'd like to have one of those.
I don't know if you can.
Can you go on the dark web? Mike D knows the dark web. We can go on dark web.
Yeah, dark web for sure.
Bones, and I have an update on Kinko's.
Go ahead.
Kinko's was bought out by FedEx in 2004 for $2.4 billion.
Boy, how about that joke just being old, huh?
Oh.
Dang. Why don't Walmart I make an RC Super Cola Center. Joke after that? Maybe get a little Blockbuster humor in there. Throw a little MySpace. Woo-woo. What?
I think like some of the stores still say FedEx Kinko's.
Do they?
I don't know that you're that off.
All right.
Yeah. It's got to.
Mike, you can get them on Amazon or at Staples.
Amazon.
Okay. All right, there you go. Thank you very much. What's that kid's name again? We got off subject here. What's the kid's name?
Charles Randolph.
Charles Randolph. That's what I'm talking about. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Bobby Bones Show.
Got a bunch of voicemails yesterday wishing me happy birthday. I'm very appreciative of that. Here is Grandma Susan in Oklahoma.
Lottie, Lottie, look who's 40. Happy birthday, Bobby. This is Grandma Susan from Mustang, Oklahoma. I'm on the road with the truckers several hundred miles a day, and you keep us going. You really, really do. So thank you so much, all of you. And morning, studio. Nice. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you. Here is Bobby Jones from Indiana.
Hey, Bobby Bones. It's Bobby Jones. I'm from Warsaw, Indiana, and I just wanted to call and wish you a happy birthday. Hope you have a great day. My husband and I went to see you in Fort Wayne a couple years ago. He didn't think he would like it, but he loved it. Thank you for all you guys do. We enjoy it. My son and I love, love, love any morning cornies. But thank you guys and stay safe.
All right. Thank you very much. See, and you can always leave us a voicemail. When the show is over, call our studio line, 877 877- 77 Bobby.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from North Carolina. A guy was shopping at Walmart. 26-year-old man goes up to another customer and goes, oh, sorry, that's my Corona acting up. Freaks the customer out. Customer calls 911 and police show up. He's like, no, I don't really have Corona. I was just joking. But they arrested him for a public health scare.
Just not a funny joke. Just, especially right now, not a funny joke. Do you think he should have been arrested?
I mean, it's pretty bad. I mean, give him a ticket. I don't know about taking him to jail, but give him a ticket.
Fine
maybe.
Him, do something.
Yeah. Cuffing and stuffing seems a little extreme.
All right, there you go.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Coming from the Bass Pro Shops and Cabela Studio on Music Row, the Bobby Bone Show.
You know, these fast-acting coronavirus tests where you go, they test you, and within like 5-10 minutes, you get your results. It was invented in Detroit just like last week, and they're rolling with them, I believe. And I did see where they're coming to Nashville, too. So that'll be when we really start to see who has it. And when they have it, then they go away into their house, and they don't come out until it all goes away. Right now, people can have it and not even know, too, which is the crazy thing. You could have it be completely asymptomatic, meaning you have nothing about you whatsoever, no symptoms whatsoever, and you could still be spreading it. And now they're saying, too, just with your mouth being open, you can catch it from somebody else. They're learning, which is why they call it the novel coronavirus, because it's so new. They're learning all these things that are happening with it. But yesterday, that was a big story, where if your mouth is open, you can get it, because that stuff can just blow right in your mouth, the little water droplets. So I'm going to do the show like this the rest of the day. Is that possible? It's just me and Mike D in my house, but I'm still going to do the show like this. Let me salute to this guy who is handing out free toilet paper and cash. A man outside of Walmart in Georgia handed out toilet paper and cash to people while dressed as a Mighty Morphin Power Ranger. That's right. So, remember the toilet paper ninja in Colorado? Well, now there is a new masked toilet paper hero. A Power Ranger in Moultrie handed out toilet paper and cash. He's a father of two, fighting against COVID-19 as a masked vigilante. Robert Fernandez is the guy, and there's a YouTube video showing him giving out toilet paper and cash to those in need, specifically older people at Walmart. Here's a clip from that video.
Yo, what is up, guys? Today we're going to be giving out toilet paper and money to people with all this going on, so I had some extra toilet paper, and I'm finna give them out to older people. Let's go.
The 28-year-old father and husband said he gave out around 20 rolls of toilet paper and $80 in cash at Walmart. So, listen, love anybody making a difference. Hopefully he's social distancing while doing it. I did see, too, that in North Korea, because and the real difference in, excuse me, South Korea, the real difference in South Korea and here is that when South Korea got their first case, they locked down and went to town. Like, they started taking care of business. We didn't. We kind of denied it for a little bit, the differences in the two federal governments. But what they have done now, they are so advanced on testing. They have these machines, Amy, where the person can walk up. Do you know how they have those arms that come through a wall and it's like big plastic arms? Like the human puts their arms in it and they can like use the hands
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
How would you
like
describe that?
If a baby's
that?
In a box.
Okay.
I picture a baby that's in NICU or something and you can put your hands through the box and touch them.
Okay, so it's like plastics covering the arms, but they're doing the coronavirus test now with the doctors and the nurses in those. So people can come through faster. So they have the little arms, they grab it, boom, stick it in their nose, stick it in their, yeah. So I saw that yesterday too. Speaking of toilet paper, I had two people give me a bunch of toilet paper for my birthday. It was yesterday. One of my friends sent me a box of toilet paper, Purell, and hand wipes. It's a pretty solid birthday present, I'll be honest with you. Yeah.
Nice.
Top U.S. toilet paper maker says we're working around the clock. Americans have spent more than $1.4 billion on toilet paper from February 28th to March 21st. Last week alone, the U.S. toilet paper category was up 123% from the same week last year, which is significant toilet paper. But what's going to happen is we're going to end this corona, and everybody's going to have so much toilet paper at their house, and you're not going to be able to take it back. Because they're making those rules already. But I have an 18-pack and then two 6-packs of toilet paper that were given to me yesterday. And I have two people in my house. So So I think we're pretty good. And I don't think, I'm going to be honest here. I'm talking truthfully. I don't think Caitlin, my girlfriend, poops. Just putting that out there. Mm-hmm. Angels don't poop.
And that's perfect because you don't either.
Yeah. Well, I hide. I go away. I'm like, you know, sometimes when a dog gets hurt or sick, dogs will try to go away from people when they're not feeling good. And they come back to people when they are. A little different than humans where we want people helping us, nurturing us back to health. If a dog's not feeling good or a dog's hurt, because we had hunting dogs when I was a kid and we couldn't find them if they were ever hurt. Because they would be hurt and just hide until they would try to get better, which isn't good because sometimes they don't get better. So I'm like that when I use the bathroom. I try to go to the bathroom like upstairs in a guest room and shut the bedroom door and then shut the, I don't want any sounds coming out. I don't want anything coming out. And then I'll try to have a whole backstory when I come down about what else I was doing. That's just totally different than pooping. Like, that's not even a story. I'm like, no, of course not. I was up there cobbling shoes. You'll see that in a couple of months.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So shout out to this teacher, Chris Waba, who went above and beyond for one of his sixth graders. Little Riley was having trouble figuring out a math problem, so he showed up at her house but still practiced social distancing and threw the glass door. She stood on one side and he was on the porch with a whiteboard going through the problem with her, helping her figure it out.
Nice. Huh. If you needed to call one of your kids' teachers, could you right now?
Yes, they've been communicating well. There's emails every day, and then there's phone calls too if we need them.
Would they come to your front glass door and hold up a whiteboard?
I'm sure they would if we needed it.
It also is like that movie where he holds a boombox over the head. It's what it feels like for the kids. Except for the kids. What is it?
Say Anything.
Say Anything, yeah, where he shows up. All right, what else you got?
Well, St. Jude has released a free coronavirus coloring book that you can print out to help your kids practice good hygiene and help them process everything that's been happening. Obviously, they work with a lot of kids. They specialize in that, so they know what they're doing. And there's over 10 illustrated pages that could help you get through this as a parent. And explaining it to kids is hard. And then also that they need to be washing their hands even more on top of it. And you don't want to scare them by any means, so this is a helpful way to do it.
Wow. All right, that is a helpful way. And what else?
You can go to together.stjude.org to get the illustrations.
All right.
And then lastly, also coronavirus related, a guy was going 100 miles an hour in his Lamborghini and he got pulled over for speeding and he told the police officer that he was rushing to the hospital to get tested for coronavirus.
Was he telling the truth?
Well, he did get tested, so I guess so, but there's no reason to speed like that. It was 55 miles an hour and he was going 100. I don't know if his test has come back negative or positive, but the cops did give him a speeding ticket and suspended his license.
What I think may have happened was he gets pulled over, then throws that excuse out there, then he has to go get a test. He probably wasn't. He's probably just speeding. Mm-hmm. And then he's like, oh, I'm going to get a corona. Then the cop follows him and he goes all the way to get a corona test. He walks.
Go ahead.
He walks in and he's like, all right, I'm clear, but the cop's behind him. And he's like, great. I'm here to get a corona test. And he goes into the room and look, the cop's out in the hallway. He's like, great. So he has to go all the way through to get the corona test. That's the story I told myself just then.
Probably. I didn't know if you've ever been pulled over for speeding.
Yeah, of course.
But like going what, 2 over?
You know, when you said that, I don't know when I've been pulled over. I know I have, but it's been years. I'm trying
to think. What's the fastest you think you've ever gone?
Oh, I mean, 90. Sure, when the speed limit's 80, because in Texas there are some that are 80, right?
Yeah.
I think I've probably been 90 and 80 before. I'd never been 100. No way, man. Amy, I was watching that Ford versus Ferrari, and I was getting nervous when they were just driving race cars fast.
Same.
Yeah, I was like, oh, no.
I don't know how they do it.
I was like, slow down, boys, slow down. All right, is that it, Amy?
Yep, and maybe that's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories. It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
I think Drew Brees is just a good dude. Amy, what do you know about Drew Brees?
Well, he went to Westlake High School. My sister's husband played football with him there and said he's a really good dude. Very good at football. He plays for the New Orleans Saints, yeah. Makes a lot of money as the quarterback. He had something on his face, but I think he got it removed. He's married, has kids, and I think he does commercials for something.
Well, this is a very deep Drew Brees dive. I didn't know you were going to go down. I forgot you went to high school with him. Secondly,
I didn't. But my sister's husband did. Yeah.
But secondly, I don't think he got that removed from his face, did he, guys?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Are you sure?
I think you're thinking of the clip where Oprah tried to wipe it off, and he was like, "That's a birthmark."
No. I forgot about that. Wait, look that up, because I think he did, but
hey, Mike D, would you look that up, please, while I tell the story about Drew Brees?
I think he removed it.
Okay, we'll get a fact check. Maybe he did. Let me do the story about him.
I know sports.
Saints quarterback and future Hall of Famer Drew Brees is donating $5 million to the state of Louisiana in the fight against coronavirus. He says the money will go toward providing more than 10,000 meals every day to those in need in Louisiana and for as long as it takes. He's partnering with Second Harvest Food Bank and a lot of other folks, too, to make sure that people eat. And a lot of people are going through stuff. And not just people getting sick, people not having jobs. And so he is saying, I'm going to pledge $5 million. Mike D, what'd you find over there about Drew Brees?
Looks like he had it removed last year.
Last year? Yeah. Wow.
Wow.
How about that? Amy,
You're welcome.
And I just grew. As a person, because I learned and I apologize. I was wrong.
Yeah. And shout out Drew Brees. That's amazing. He's donating $5 million.
Well, you're just loving the fact that you were right about that. She couldn't get that smile off her face right now. Okay, Drew Brees, you're the best.
Well, I told you he's a nice guy. Look at him.
Look at him. All right, there you go. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Bobby Bones.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up. Let's go!
All right, over to Amy with the Morning Corny. Here we go.
The Morning Corny.
What do you call a belt made out of $100 bills?
What do you call a belt made out of $100 bills?
A waste of money.
That was the Morning Corny.
Solid.
The Friday Morning Conversation
with Sam Hunt.
How you been, man?
Been good, man. How was your True Food?
The thing is, Sam and I will often eat at True Food at the same time. He comes rolling in by himself half the time. I'm by myself half the time. But you eat like me. Why you eat so early?
I don't know. I don't even know what time it was. I eat at a different time every day. I wish I was more organized, but I just wait till I'm hungry and then like a caveman, just get up from whatever I'm doing.
Sometimes I'll see you walk in, and you'll walk up to the front, grab your to-go, and get out of there, which I've commented before. It's like you just roll up, and you're such a normal person when you're not Sam Hunt, the music star, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it's almost like an alter ego a little bit.
The new album, which is out today, is called Southside. Sam Hunt's on with us right now. You know, the world's weird right now. Does it feel weird promoting an album right this second and having an album come out right when everybody's like locked in?
Feels a little strange, yeah. But I don't feel like I have any less access to people or our fans, or they're any less likely to come across or find the music or listen to the music than they would have been 6 months ago. So I'm not too worried about it. I think, and also, you know, if people connect with the music, they're gonna tell somebody about it. And we have phones, so you might not be able to tell somebody at the gym or at the restaurant or when you're out hanging with them. But you're gonna text somebody. You're gonna hear about it.
Any chance that in 9 months we get a Sam Hunt quarantine baby?
Hey, that's possible.
I mean, and
there's about to be a lot of babies born about 9 months from now.
Yeah, there are gonna be a lot of them. How's it going with your wife? Would you trust her to cut your hair while you guys are kind of quarantined up?
Nah, I'm pioneering. I'm looking like a pioneer man right now. I'll get back into the barber here in another couple weeks.
Sam Hunt is on with us now. What are you doing to stay busy? You play video games at all?
Nah, I don't even have a TV at the house.
Wow.
We moved out to the little cabin out south of town. So, man, there's nothing to do. I watch Tiger King on my phone. You know, I know it's all the rage right now. So I've been keeping up with the latest shows, but I've about spent all those shows. So I've been getting out and walking with the dogs, and I got this little dirt bike I'll ride around property with. And I haven't got cabin fever yet.
I'm going to give you a few more questions real quick. Is there any truth to you being the rhino on The Masked Singer?
Well, I don't want to spoil it for those folks who produced that show, but no, there's no truth to that.
But if you were, you would have the same answer, is my only point.
Oh,
that's a good point.
Yeah.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
Yeah, so.
Unless you're really good at reading people, then I think people could hear it in my voice. Like, you can probably hear the sincerity when I said that, right?
Yeah, for sure. Unless you're so sincere that it come across in the end. Anyway.
You shouldn't trust me afterwards. Yeah. If I am, then yeah, you shouldn't trust me going forward.
I'll give you one more here. Do you know anything about you and Raymundo playing basketball online, which he's saying now you're going to do?
Playing online?
Yeah.
I'm talking about playing online.
Well, he says you're going to play virtual basketball now. Do you know anything about this?
Oh, dude, I hadn't heard about that yet.
Okay, he made it up, for sure.
Sounds awful.
Yeah, for sure. All right, listen, Sam's got a new record out today. I'm going to play some of these tracks for it once we hang up on you, but congrats on the record. You know, I'm a big fan of you as a dude, your music. Love to see you thriving, and man, I hope you have a great first week in the Southside Summer Tour 2020. So far, no cancellations. So, you know, June 11th.
One postponed weekend.
Yeah.
October. But yeah, so far we're holding tight, holding strong. So maybe this thing will clear up.
Tour kicks off June 11th in Atlanta. Hey, Sam, good luck with the record and good talk to you, bud.
Thanks, Bobby.
All right, see you, man.
See you, man.
The Bobby Bones Show. Amy, how was homeschooling yesterday?
It was pretty good. I think probably because we got to take a break in the day a couple of times, once for your Zoom virtual birthday party, and then the whole family got in the car and we drove out to your house. And then it's just the end of the week. I feel like now that today's Friday, it feels better. We'll probably end early just because. Why not?
Just
we make up the rules around here. So happy hour might begin around 2.
Do you feel like you're going to give their teachers way more grace than you were before this whole thing happened?
Oh, I already appreciated teachers a lot. I just now have a better understanding of certain sides of kids that they have to deal with. You know, when a kid is frustrated because they can't figure out something, their demeanor changes. And luckily, hopefully, they have the training to help figure them out. I don't.
Well, here is a voicemail from Marissa in North Carolina. She called us after yesterday's show and she had to say this.
Hi, this is Marissa in Hope Mills, North Carolina. Been listening for 9 years. I was listening to the podcast 2 days ago when Amy was talking about the homeschooling and the math. YouTube is like the greatest thing right now. And it helps so much. They can explain it in ways that I couldn't even think to explain it. And it saves me a lot of time. So good luck. Bye.
Have you used YouTube at all?
Yes, some of the kids' teachers have put up special YouTube videos and created YouTube channels that they did not have before coronavirus, but that they have now. And they've even told me, because they're just learning how to do it and filming videos from their homes. And they're like, as soon as this virus is over, I'm deleting everything I'm putting up. But they're like, we thought it would just be helpful for now. So, and I do appreciate teachers so much.
Eddie, how's it going with you and your kids?
Ooh, rough. You know, I did something yesterday as like some helping my kid with sight words or something. I didn't even know what sight words meant. I had to email the teacher, ask her what it meant, and then help him with it. But it was hard, man. And I even thought that I was going to be helping him with like a sentence. I'm like, all right, let's just get this faster. I'm going to give you the sentence to write down and that'll be it. And then I even got that wrong.
What's
the
sight word? Like, I don't even know what you're talking about.
So, like, since they're learning how to read, they just pick 4 words out of a book that they're reading, and the sight word that they pick is whatever they want it to be. House, cat, nose, and pie. And then when you get those 4 sight words, you can make a sentence out of those 4 words. So, I like to eat pie at my house when my cat is there, like that.
I'm looking at what sight words are often called high-frequency sight words, are commonly used words that children are encouraged to memorize as a whole by sight, so they can automatically recognize these words in print without having to decode them.
Well, where were you yesterday?
I just Googled it.
Yeah, it's hard, dude. It's hard. And then, like Amy says, with the math, it's not that we don't know math, which I'm bad at anyway. It's that we don't know how they're teaching the math. And the way they're teaching it is not how we learn. And that's the hard part.
Well, I would like to clarify it's both. I don't understand how they're teaching it, and I don't know math.
No, nice. Got the double decker.
It's just a double. And then I trusted Stashira to turn something in on her own, and we got the grade back yesterday, and she got a 60. And I thought, oh, because we kind of gave up on one part, and I was like, forget it. Just turn it in. It's going to be fine. And then when it came back as a 60, I felt like a failure.
Well, Eddie, how's Spanish teaching going with the kids?
Ah, muy bueno. I mean, the Spanish is a no-brainer. The good thing about them is they trust me because I'm Mexican. So I think they already know, like, oh, that's dad. He's Mexican. He knows Spanish. So whatever he says is accurate.
Well, I think it's now time for our segment, Eddie's Spanish Word of the Day.
Clase. The word of the day today is botella. Now, Bones, do you know what that means?
Botella. Botella. Bow tie?
No. Amy?
Is it a ball?
No, very close. It's a bottle, guys. A bottle. Botella. So let me use that in a sentence. There might be a little dust on the botella. So dumb.
Nice.
Would you like to use it in a sentence, Bones?
I can't think of any other bottle songs, Eddie.
No, I think that was the only
one.
No,
I got it. Wait. What other bottle songs would there be?
What about whiskey?
Okay, I got it. Ready. I'm a genie in a botella.
You gotta rub me the right way.
There you go. You guys are getting it.
Okay.
You're getting it.
Eddie, thank you very much.
All right, that's your Spanish word of the day, my friends.
Da, 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 da.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
I got a personal tell me something good. And this is super cool because it's one of Stashira's friends that I'm going to tell you about. Her name is Mac, and obviously school's not in session, so she's at home doing school with her mom and thinking of activities and stuff that they can do together. And they decided to make cards for the residents at my dad's assisted living place. And her mom texted me for the address and my dad's apartment number to make sure that he got one when they dropped all the cards off there. And my dad, he called me and he got it. So it's super cool. So just an idea for parents if they're looking for activities with their kids, if you want to give back to your community. There's a lot of nursing homes, assisted living places, or hospitals, or, you know, ways you can make cards to brighten people's day. And I love that this is the kind of girl that Stashira has become friends with.
That's great.
Shout out.
Yeah, that's awesome. Oh, I didn't know it was a girl. It is a girl. Mac.
Yeah, Mac. Her name is Mackenzie, but Mac for short.
Oh, there you go. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Bobby Bones.
Yeah. So yesterday was my birthday. It's pretty good. You know, I had like 5 meetings yesterday, and I ended up having to move one of my meetings to like 12:35. It was after the show was over, and I was like, I can do it at 12:35 because my schedule's still pretty, you know, I'm still running a pretty tight schedule at times. And they're like, okay, we'll move it to 12:35. So I go and I finish this TV meeting and I pop over and I go to my Zoom and log on, and all of a sudden it's like, wha-bam, and there's like 22 people in the meeting, and it was a virtual surprise party. And I was like, whoa. And I didn't even see everybody who was in the room, so I had to go through. But I thought that was an interesting concept. Who came up with that idea, Amy?
Well, Tom Lord and I were working on actually doing that outside of your house with everybody, but with social distance.
Yeah.
And then I think somebody in his crew, I can't remember who in your like red light people, said, I don't know that that's a good idea, but we should probably do it virtually and we could do it on Zoom. So then Tom texted me that and I thought, okay, that works.
That was fun.
Because I guess just two, and that way people from, like Mary lives in California, she could still do it because obviously she couldn't show up in your driveway. So it's
yeah,
fun.
And you know, people I work with in New York were on it, and there were over 20 people on it, but and it was fun. One of my friends couldn't get their camera to work, so all you would see is black. And it was like, and the whole time he was like, I can't get it to work. And that's all you're hearing. Hey, I can't get the camera to work. And then I had another friend who right before I went on, his dog ran away. So his camera was just shooting at his wall. And we're like, where are they? Like their camera was working, but they weren't there. It's like they had a mystery camera set up. And then it was, how do I make this be over? Because it was fun and we're all there. But then 22 people can't have a conversation. And so I'm like, all right, guys, well, that'll be it. And then someone else would pipe in real quick. And then we'd have to kind of, so it was kind of awkward to end as well, because I think that surprise party was surprise. We wish we could be there, but we can't. Then that's all. And then it should just be over, you know? But then and then Amy's kids wanted to be the stars of the show. So they kept yelling into the camera, which would make the Zoom focus on them. And so what?
Sorry about that.
No.
And then I'm in the background going, shut up. It's not your birthday. Like,
so,
because I know that when you talk, it takes the picture and focuses on you. And I kept telling them to stop doing that.
Well, I thought it was a fun idea, though, just to pass that along to have a a digital surprise party for someone. Everything's virtual now anyway. I got some pretty cool gifts. Amy brought over a package, and it was a picture of me, her, and our friend Shane. Why did you pick that picture?
I just thought it was a cool picture. I was looking for ones for me and you, and I feel at your house, you have a lot of pictures framed that are professional and look important, and I thought that one fit that mold. It was from the CMA Awards, and I messaged John Shear.
Who took
and
it?
He's the photographer, and he's the one that took it, and he sent me the digital copy to print out.
Oh, cool.
And so the thought framing that would be special. And then, did you see the other one?
Yeah, then she got me a book, a New York Times book, of the front page of every New York Times from the day I was born, every April 2nd.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it was
really
cool.
From 1980 to 2019, and then in the very, very back of it, it's big news headlines from April 2nd, and the very last page, I think, show Caitlin it has to do with Oklahoma.
Oh, it does? Is it bad or good?
I think it's bad. I think it might be the Oklahoma City.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're like, show Caitlin. I was like, wait, isn't that the OKC bombing? So that was cool. Eddie brought over to the house a date basket for Caitlin and I that had s'more Pop-Tarts, Mountain Dew, two wine glasses, a blanket, popcorn. It was good. She loved it.
That's good. Cute.
But did you love it?
Hey, I mean, it's all about the idea, right?
Yeah, well, my thought was like, you know, you guys are reviewing all these movies. Like, it's perfect. You got a little blanket. And I don't know, do you guys watch these movies on the bed or in the couch?
If we watch it in the bed, she falls asleep in like 10 seconds. So we have to watch it on the couch. And we have this system now where we speak in a bit of Morse code where she's asleep. She'll fall asleep with her head on my shoulder. But she falls asleep as soon as anything starts. 10 minutes into it, she's asleep. So I'll tap her like this. And she has to tap me back that many times back so I know that she's awake because I won't see her eyes. So if we're watching it and she doesn't move for like 5 minutes, I'll go. And then if she doesn't hit me back with, I go, are you asleep? And she goes, no. I'm like, we didn't tap me back. So Eddie got that. It was good. I mean, I had a lot of people donate in my name to places, which was great. What are you going to say, Amy? I see you reacting over there.
Oh, well, no, on your book, did you notice I put your new legal name or what might be your new legal name?
Oh, yeah. Bobby Bones Estill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know when you're changing it, but I thought you're making Bones official, so I put that as your middle name.
Yeah, because I'm going to have to make Bones in some way my name, because when I run for office, most people are going to know me as Bobby Bones. So it's going to have to be on my official, because you can run with your full name, but that's going to have to be what it is. But yeah, it was awfully nice. Both Amy and Eddie both came over, didn't come in the house. They both FaceTimed me from outside.
That's right.
Dropped it off. It was good. Mike, did you give me anything? Hold on. Let me ask Mike. Mike, did you give me anything?
Okay. No.
Dang.
I'm just kidding.
Mike's quarantined like the rest of us for the past couple of weeks.
I tried to get you something, but I couldn't get it in time.
What was it? You can tell me what it might have been.
I tried to get you a cameo from Mike Tyson, but he's backed up for like 2 weeks.
Really?
Yeah.
What would Mike Tyson would have said?
It told me happy birthday.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, it was a great birthday. Thanks to everyone. Oh, Morgan number two sent me a really nice box of chocolate milk and normal milk and cookies from Tiff's Treats. And all kinds, I mean, a big old box of stuff. Took everything I had not to eat that thing. It's almost like, I'm telling you, because Amy, I've been working out every day. I have used this time in some ways to grow. As I've digressed a bit in certain areas of my life, I've also grown in ways. And I have been on that bike and with those weights every day to where I'm starting to feel pretty good. Look at my physique. What do you think about that?
Thank you. Ouch.
I'm not as like big as I was, like muscular, but my gut's going down a little bit, which I like, because I get that little belly. I don't like that belly. That's what I like the least, the belly. But I get on that bike, man, and I don't even listen to the instructor. I just rip it as hard as I can.
What? When you say your belly's getting bigger, is that the line in your underwear, does that flip over?
No, what do you mean?
You know, like the elastic part, if it flips over, you're in trouble.
Why would it flip over?
No, his, Eddie, he's never experienced that.
Okay.
He doesn't know what you're talking about.
He has no idea. Trust me, people that have a belly, they know exactly what I'm talking about.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know
that part. My uncle used to say he has a Dunlap disease. And I would say, what is that, Uncle Ted? And he was like, my belly Dunlapped over my belt. This is my uncle that worked for George Strait, and he wore Wranglers every day because George got them for free. And he would wear a belt buckle and his belly would done go over his belt. And then his butt was so flat. He said he had, it's that no acetal disease.
Well, my Arkansas Keith used to tell a poem, and it would go like this. There once was a guy from Nantucket.
Okay.
No.
What?
No, we want that one? We don't want that one?
No, you okay. Can't do that
all
one.
Right, all
I
right.
I don't know. All right. What is it?
Amy.
Here, Amy, I'll text it to you. And if you would like...
Okay. No, you can't say that.
No. I know.
Okay, Arkansas Keith did not say that, did he?
It's a poem. Eddie knew the poem, too.
Of course. Come on. I was in junior high. Oh.
Hey, did you like my poem that I wrote you yesterday?
On Instagram?
Did you even read it?
Of course I read it.
Okay, just making sure, because it went along with the picture show, and it took me about 35 minutes to write, so.
And thank you.
Well,
I liked it. I pushed double tap.
Rhymes.
I put double tap on there. So here's a question Eddie and I were talking about, Amy, and we'll take your opinion on this. Is it okay for Eddie to walk outside of his house in his underwear, his whitey tighties only right now?
No.
Really?
Like your backyard or your front yard?
Front yard.
No.
Wow, okay. My kids agree with her too.
Whitey tighties, no go.
What?
No. I wear boxer briefs. I wear boxer briefs. So it's kind of like European swimming trunks.
No, it's not. And you're not European. And we're not in Europe. But anyway, okay. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, the thing is, you know, like we're obviously a little relaxed around the house. And I like to walk around in my underwear. As soon as I get home, that's what I get down to, my underwear. And I'm taking the trash out. And sometimes I'm like, I'm not going to go upstairs and put clothes on. I'm going to go just the way that I am. And I just do it real quick. Maybe 5-10 seconds, Amy. And then I'm back in the house.
Amy, if you saw your neighbor, an adult man in his 40s, walk out in just his whitey tidies, what would you think?
No, I would think, what do you think this is? No, I wouldn't like it. Just don't do it, Eddie. Even if, never mind, I can't say that.
Even if what?
Amy, what are you going to say? Even if what? I'm like really in shape?
Oh, you're going to say, dang!
No! I wasn't going to say that. You said that just now. That's not what I was going to say.
You haven't seen me with my shirt off.
I have too, and that's not what I was going to say. I think I was going to say something more like, even if you're Chris Hemsworth.
That's what you were saying, though,
you
basically.
Shouldn't. No, but
I won't.
Not.
I wouldn't. Like, I will put on shorts. I haven't, and a t-shirt if I'm going to walk.
Really?
I mean, I guess sometimes I'll walk out with no shirt on, but I won't walk out in my underwear. No, that's just a little too much. That's a little too much, Eddie.
Okay, all right. So, like, if Stanley needs to go just pee real quick and you're just in your undies, like, you can't just run out there, put him, and then run back in?
No.
Okay, all right.
No.
To each his own?
What would you,
no,
what
not
do you
to
want
each
your
his
wife
own.
To run outside like, in?
What if your neighbor was doing it, Eddie? Just walking in his underwear, whitey tidies.
No.
Okay. Flashback.
My neighbor looks nothing like Chris Hemsworth.
Well, neither do you. All right, Flashback Friday. Here we go.
Flashback Friday.
24 years ago in 1996, these were all things that were happening on this week. The biggest country song, The Beaches of Cheyenne from Garth Brooks.
In Cheyenne. They say she just went crazy.
The biggest pop song is Because You Love Me from Celine Dion. And the biggest thing in pop culture is MC Hammer filed for bankruptcy. MC Hammer, the East Bay rap star, whose career faded as meteorically as it ascended, filed for bankruptcy, saying he had assets of only $1 million and debts of over $10 million. Please Hammer Don't Hurt Him was estimated at making him $33 million that year. Yeah, I remember. I mean, to watch the documentaries about MC Hammer, he was traveling around with 30 and 40 people, like in a crew.
Entourage?
Yeah, I mean, that's paying him to work. He was having, you know, he had chefs with him, friends that were doing clothes, dancers, but you have to pay him to travel, pay to work, and he went broke eventually. Something positive. Also, in 1996, on this week, the movie Space Jam was released with Michael Jordan.
It's time to slam now. We got a real jam going down. Welcome to the Space Jam. Here's your chance. Do your dance.
Your kids watch that, Amy?
Good question. I'll have to ask them. I don't know.
They've never seen Space Jam? As far as you know, it's on Netflix now, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, well, we might have to check it out. Who knows? I asked Ashir all the time, and she will say, oh, yeah, I've seen that a lot. And apparently when they would watch movies at the orphanage, I had no idea they had a TV, but they would hide it.
Oh, yeah? Like a contraband TV?
Basically. Oh. We found out about it later, especially when she got here and I learned. I mean, she had movies and shows memorized, and I had gone to the orphanage 50 times and never seen a TV.
Wow.
Speaking of NBA and basketball, Kendrick Perkins, NBA star Kendrick Perkins, said he tried to use his credit card and it was declined because his son had racked up $16,000 in charges on Fortnite. He doesn't play in the NBA anymore, but Kendrick Perkins was, I mean, big in a couple ways. Also kind of big fat guy. But he said his son ran up $16,000 playing Fortnite on PS4, I guess. How do you spend those in-game purchases? You can buy clothes, you can buy dances, you can buy weapons, all kinds of stuff. Fortnite costs around $20 to buy, and then you can buy a bunch of skins, whatever that is. That stinks. One more. O.J. Simpson is convinced that Carol Baskin from Tiger King killed her husband. He says, quote, there's not a shred of doubt in my mind that lady's husband is Tiger Sashimi right now, I'm just saying. Okay, OJ, you know what we think about you, huh?
Takes one to know one.
Yeah.
Yeah, you would know. Huh?
Yeah, you would know for sure.
Bobby Bone.
Coming from the Bass Pro Shops and Cabela Studio on Music Row, it's the Bobby Bone Show.
Over to Morgan number two. What's happening on the podcast today, Morgan?
Sam Hunt was on talking about his new album out today.
Yeah, you hear Sam Hunt talk. What else you got?
Your birthday dinner didn't go quite as planned.
That's true. And what else?
And Amy and Eddie gave us some updates on teaching their kids at home.
All right, there you go. Check out the podcast. Morgan number two, thanks. Have a safe indoors weekend, all right?
I will. You too.
All right, bye-bye. Let's go over now and do this. Damon Whiteside, the CEO of the Academy of Country Music. Damon, how are you?
Hey, I'm good, Bobby. How are you doing today?
You know, I think like everybody else, we're locked in our houses, but we're safe and healthy. And I think the reason we're all in our houses is kind of the reason the show is coming together on Sunday. So it's called ACM Presents Our Country. And you guys had to move quickly because the awards are postponed, so you put this show together. Tell me what's going to happen on this show.
We did, yeah. So, I mean, when we were going through the process of the awards show, and ultimately we had to make the tough decision to move it to September 16th, but, you know, obviously we wanted to keep everybody safe. So it kind of gave us this idea of what fans are going to see this weekend on CBS is we decided to allow artists to still do performances, but do them from their living rooms or from the comfort of their homes. And so we reached out to a lot of the artists that were going to be in the ACM Awards on Sunday night. And fortunately, they all jumped at it. They wanted to do it for the fans and just wanted to bring a little bit of comfort and some entertainment to the fans this weekend. And so ultimately, what you're going to see is 2 hours of artist performances, like I said, from their homes. They'll be doing acoustic performances on guitar. It's going to be a variety of songs. Some are going to be new songs. Some are going to be songs from their, you know, past hits from these artists that they just felt like really resonate with what's going on in the world right now and kind of the right mood and the tone. And then you're going to see some really exciting clips from past ACM Award shows from the past many years of the show. So it's going to be a lot of fun, a really good combination. And it's still, you know, we just hope that it's going to entertain fans as they were expecting to watch the ACM Awards on Sunday.
Damon Whiteside's on with us, CEO of the ACMs. And I'm looking at the list of artists from Kelsea Ballerini to Luke Bryan to Luke Combs, even Sheryl Crow. Which one? I'm going to put you on a mild spot here. When you watch these clips, which one did you go, holy crap, that was amazing?
I mean, this just may sound like an obvious answer, but I'm going to say all of them.
Oh, come on.
they are all so unique, and the artists put so much into these. They're all just really unique and well done. I mean, because they're these songs done in a different way. And how often can you see these superstar artists just performing, singing to an iPhone? But there's definitely a ton of highlights. I mean, we just have so many great ones, you know. And I mean, really, it kicks off with Keith Urban. And, you know, I mean, who's better at doing an acoustic performance than Keith? And it's just, there's so many big hits throughout the show. And then there's a really great few songs that are honoring the late, great Kenny Rogers, which Brad Paisley and Darius Rucker do a collaboration. And then Luke Bryan also does a song. So that's going to be a really moving moment in the show, too.
Well, you did finally come around to something that was moving. I like that. You're very diplomatic, though. This is why he's the CEO of the ACMs, and I'm not. And I'll also be a small part of the show where I'm introducing the ACM Lifting Lives COVID-19 Response Fund, which, Damon, if you could give us like 15 seconds, tell us what that fund is about.
Thank you, Bobby, for being part of the show on Sunday. We're excited to have you. But yeah, the big announcement is that we launched today the ACM Lifting Lives COVID Response Fund. And essentially what that means is that there's many, many people in the country music industry that currently are out of jobs or have reduced salaries and they can't afford to pay their bills. And so on our liftinglives.org website, they can apply for immediate relief through funding that would be paid directly to them if they are in a financial crisis. So we're really proud of that, and it's a way for us to really give back to the country music community that helps us exist and helps put on shows like the ACM Awards. And really, it's all funded through the generosity of the artists and people like yourself, Bobby, because your show raised funds for it as well, which we really thank you for.
On Sunday night, ACM presents Our Country. It will broadcast during the time slot that was scheduled for the 55th ACM Awards, which will be in September, so that's not going away. But watch the show on CBS and CBS All Access. That is Damon Whiteside, the CEO of the ACMs. Damon, good to talk to you. Good luck with the show.
You too, Bobby. All right, thank you.
See you later, Damon. All right, Amy, let's wrap it up here. What's going on?
Oh, man, I cannot wait for the weekend. Like, I'm so excited that it's Friday and tomorrow's Saturday. I think we're going to try to take the kids out on a hike, but with social distancing.
Yeah.
But go do something with nature, because that'll be good for them. But then other than that, we're relaxing, because on Monday, it gets real again.
Saturday night, you? I'll be doing the Opry, the live stream of the Opry again. It's on a bunch of channels, a bunch of different places, including Dish. But you can find it all up on my Instagram. But it's Lauren Elena, Terry Clark, and Ashley McBride. They're playing the Opry. They're split way apart. It's those three and me. There's only 10 people in the whole building. You can watch the live stream, and it'll be on TV channels everywhere, too. So that's Saturday night. Obviously, American Idol on Sunday. Obviously, the ACM Awards. We just talked about with Damon, that show also. So pretty busy weekend. Glad to have something to do, you know? So it'll be good. Yeah. You guys have a safe weekend. Remember, keep your head on a swivel. Look around for those around you that need help, and hopefully they're looking out for you. And we'll see you Monday. Bye, everybody.
Fight. Congrats, Bobby Bones,
on your ACM win.
Grind.
ACM.
Congrats, Bobby Bones.
Repeat.
National Air Personality
of the Year, baby.
Come on. Win.
Love you.